time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Donald Trump is back on U.S. soil after a disastrous trip to Europe that included his throwing our NATO allies under the bus and sucking up to Russia's Vladimir Putin. On Monday, Trump and Putin met in private with only translators present for over 2 hours before emerging for a 45-minute joint press conference that had the nation alternating between cries of traitor and treason.
You have been watching perhaps one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president at a summit in front of a Russian leader. It's the only that I've ever seen. An extraordinary press conference.
What could have elicited that type of response from Anderson Cooper? Here's Trump blaming the U.S. and the Russia probe for Russia interfering in our elections.
Mr. President, you tweeted this morning that it's U.S. foolishness, stupidity, and the Mueller probe that is responsible for the decline in U.S. relations with Russia. Do you hold Russia at all accountable for anything in particular? And if so, what would you consider them that they are responsible for?
Yes, I do. I hold both countries responsible. I think that the United States has been foolish. I think we've all been foolish. We should have had this dialogue a long time ago, a long time, frankly, before I got to office. And I think we're all to blame. But I do feel that we have both made some mistakes. I think that the probe is a disaster for our country. I think it's kept us apart. It's kept us separated. There was no collusion at all. Everybody knows it. People are being brought out to the fore. So far that I know, virtually none of it related to the campaign. And they're going to have to try really hard to find somebody that did relate to the campaign. That was a clean campaign. I beat Hillary Clinton easily. And frankly, we beat her. And I'm not even saying from the standpoint, we won that race. And it's a shame that there can even be a little bit of a cloud over it. People know that. People understand it. But the main thing, and we discussed this also, is zero collusion. And it has had a negative impact upon the relationship of the two largest nuclear powers in the world. We have 90% of nuclear power between the two countries. It's ridiculous what's going on with the probe.
When he was asked directly who he believes, the U.S. intelligence community or Putin, Trump couldn't or wouldn't defend his country.
Just now, President Putin denied having anything to do with the election interference in 2016. Every U.S. intelligence agency has concluded that Russia did. My first question for you, sir, is, who do you believe? My second question is, would you now, with the whole world watching, tell President Putin, would you denounce what happened in 2016, and would you warn him to never do it again?
So let me just say that we have two thoughts. You have groups that are wondering why the FBI never took the server. Why haven't they taken the server? Why was the FBI told to leave the office of the Democratic National Committee? I've been wondering that. I've been asking that for months and months, and I've been tweeting it out and calling it out on social media. Where is the server? I want to know, where is the server, and what is the server saying? With that being said, all I can do is ask the question. My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me, and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be, but I really do want to see the server. But I have confidence in both parties. I really believe that this will probably go on for a while, but I don't think it can go on without finding out what happened to the server. So I have great confidence in my intelligence people, but I will tell you that President Putin was extremely strong and powerful in his denial today. And what he did is an incredible offer. He offered to have the people working on the case come and work with their investigators with respect to the 12 people. I think that's an incredible offer.
The New York Daily News front page spells out open treason.
Senator John McCain calls it one of the most disgraceful performances by an American president in memory. Former CIA Director John Brennan says it was nothing short of treasonous. Not only were Trump's comments imbecilic, he is wholly in the pocket of Putin.
Senator Jeff Flake notes, quote, I never thought I would see the day when our American president would stand on the stage with the Russian president and place blame on the United States for Russian aggression. This is shameful, end quote.
The president's comments made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
We did not negotiate from a position of strength. We acted from a position of weakness.
To side with this former KGB officer over our own intelligence agency, it was a despicable act of betrayal of the United States.
At every step along the way, the president is kneecapping our allies and offering a helping hand to our adversaries.
It showed me that Mr. Trump is pretty weak, particularly when it comes to Vladimir Putin. He's not willing to stand up to him.
Newt Gingrich, one of the strongest, staunchest supporters of the president, writes, "It is the most serious mistake of his presidency and must be corrected immediately."
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.